Good afternoon. This is Kirk, Alpha Golf 7 Yankee Mike, and this is the new net on the WW7 PSR 2-meter repeater operated by the Puget Sound Repeater Group here in Seattle, Washington. It is July 5th. This is a midday net. Not July 5th, 2025. This is a midday net to see who's out there listening, to see if any of you would like to let us know what's happening with you. If you'd like to give an I.O. or a report up to 3 minutes, all I need is your name and call sign. I'm doing one big round today and clearing the deck, so come ahead now with your call sign and name.
Alpha 7, Romeo Mike, mobile.
With an I.O. Good afternoon to you and to the net.
Okay, I got two of you there. I've got KM0Q with an IO and AA7RM who's mobile. So let's go ahead and take your mobile report right now while I can still receive you. Come on ahead, AA7RM.
Yeah, good morning. Well, afternoon now, AA7RM. Yeah, I wanted to try to get it. I'm headed up this latitude area, being out the Granite Falls, and I guess those are, you know, better appear so, but I might lose it. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, I just had a good forest last night, and I went over to some friends. They were up in Granite Falls, and I'm going back out to pick up our fire pit that we got there, because it's still burning, so, yeah, I had a great time with the, they have kids, we have a daughter, and all enjoyed themselves, and they light up a lot of fireworks around this neighborhood, so it was great. With that, I'll give it back to Net Control. Thanks for letting me check in, AA7RM.
Super awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed your 4th of July, and yeah, I suspect if you were using the fire pit up to the right at the point you wanted to leave, it's going to be too red hot to take it right away. But at any rate, hopefully we pick that up safely and make it back home. Thanks for stopping by. Let's see, KMOQ was an IO. Let's hear from more from you. Who's out there? Call sign and name, please.
This is Kilo Zero Echo Charlie Kilo Kilo Zero Echo Charlie Kilo Short Time.
K0ECK Short Timer. Okay, go ahead and give me your report then.
Well, thank you for taking my call. So I have peeled and grated a bunch of cucumbers and some ginger, and I am going to drain all the water out of it and add some oats and stuff and make some cookies. And there's supposed to be no big cookies, so it'll be my experiment for the day. K0ECK. Back to you.
Cookies! I want cookies. I like to make chocolate chip oatmeal cookies sometimes, and I haven't done it for quite some time. I went into the bakery not yesterday, the day before yesterday, and I wanted a chocolate chip cookie, and they gave me a raisin cookie. And it's funny because I couldn't even tell the difference when I was standing there, and like I bit into it like, oh, well, I got the raisin cookie, which is okay. That's probably better for me than the chocolate. Hi. All right, Gail, I believe, correct? Yes, and good to hear from you, and have a great weekend. I guess as many of you, it's probably even a long weekend. We'll hear about it soon. If you're out there, give me your call sign and name, please. I think that's Kilowatt Golf 7, Fox Whiskey Bravo. I got you on the list. Who else is out there? You know, normally I'd be like, oh, this net's going to end quickly, but every time this happens, you guys will show up a little bit later. Let's go ahead and take, I believe that's Bossa Bill. I sound from your voice. Yes, it is. Over to you, KG7FWB.
And it truly is. Yeah, I just think people are sleeping in late, getting going late because of the fireworks last night. But anyway, yeah, they kept me up for a while last night, and now I look out the window here and on Bitter Lake Community Baseball Field here, they have a big setup for the FIFA thing for next year. Pretty big screen out there, so I imagine it will be kind of noisy out there later on. But that's okay. I'll have my coffee and donut and not let it bother me. Anyway, I just got back from a place down the street next to Home Depot. I forget the name of it. I think it's El Camion. But they make the best Mexican food. So I got some tacos and a side of rice and beans, and I'm digging into it right now. So have a good day. See you at the picnic. KG7FWB.
KG7FWB, Alpha Golf 7, Yankee Mike. Oh, super awesome. I love Mexican food. There's a place. It's a chain, but it's still very cozy. I can't remember the name of it, but there's one. You see them around here, and then there's one over by my daughter's house in the Portland area, and I love it. I just love the food. You know, it's funny. I always think I was half Mexican because my aunt used to make a lot of Mexican food, but I had one of those DNA tests, and I'm barely any, like half of 0.1% or something. There's a little bit of Mexican in me, but just this tiny, tiny sliver. But I still love Mexican food. So enjoy that, and hopefully the festivities won't be too bad today to where you can't relax, but at least, you know, you can saunter down there and maybe enjoy it if you want to. Anyway, good to hear from you. Have a great weekend. All right, who else is out there? Call sign and name, please. You know what, I'm going to take this low in activity to read Jack's things to consider list. He sent it to me as a picture, and if I maximize it, it won't show up on my screen properly of my phone. Here, let's try. Oh, if I turn it sideways, it'll work, and now I can read it. Okay, what do we got? Oh, Radio Club of Tacoma hosts their open house from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's not too late to rush down there and check it out. SimplexNet now is 146.56 at 8 p.m. Every time I read it out, every time I miss it, but it's a lot of fun. I like doing it, so I just got to remember to do it. Let's see, July 12th and 13th, SalmonCon, the Adaga annual gathering of low-power QRP ham stations, will be held at Valley Camp in North Bend, Washington. Saturday, July 12th is the next PSRG educational meeting on Zoom at 1:30 p.m. Let's see here. Ooh, July 18th and 20th, Seafair Indian Days Powwow, United Indians of All Tribes Foundation at the Daybreak Star Indian Cultural Center. Saturday, July 26th, the PSRNL's picnic. That was just what Bill was mentioning. At Magnolia Park, sign up. She is live. Ooh. Time to sign up, everybody. It's at www.psrg.org. And the PSARA Antique Radio and Vintage Electronic Swap Meet is at Shoreline Community College. Shoreline Community College, how interesting. August 17th. Okay, let me drop a moment. And Labor Day is Monday, September 1st. We're getting out there now. September 5th and 7th is the Wooden Boat Festival in Port Townsend. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. I've been there. Totally want to do that. Oh, he's getting way out there. October 4th is Tour de Force ARA Rally. Friday, October 31st is Halloween. And December 25th, you know what that is, Christmas Day. Yeah, that's really looking far in the future. Anyway, that's the list that Jack sent to consider for fun. Anyway, I'm ready to get more operators. Let me drop a moment. If you're out there, give me your call sign and name.
KG7ODD.
KG7ODB, Dean, you're on the list. Who else is out there?
Madeline, KJ7NUW.
Okay, I got two of you there. I got Alpha Bravo 6, Mike Bravo. I don't know. Why did I put G? And I believe that was a KG7. No, it must be KJ7 NWD. Madeline, could you give me your call sign again?
Absolutely. Kilo Juliet 7, November Uniform Whiskey.
KJ7 NUW. There we go. Very good. Yeah, J's and G's, I don't know, that's problematic. Problematic for me. Anyway, you're on the list. Who else is out there? Call sign and name.
KX2CW.
KX2CW. Joan, you're on the list. Who else is out there? Okay, that beep means it's going to wait another 10 minutes before it drops the carrier. So if you're on Echo Lake, hang in there. We'll get to you eventually. How about we hear from KG7ODB. Dean, what's up with you?
Good afternoon, Kirk and everyone on the net. This is Dean, KG7ODB. Oh, it's interesting that the first two people on here are the people who survived the Bitter Lake barrage last night. From where I was at, it was actually not too scary. It was loud, but I was able to handle it. But I know Boston Nova Bill, it was a little bit tough for him. But so basically at Bitter Lake Park, a number of people show up there and blow off fireworks. And there are also all these houses along the lake, and there are about three or four of them that also partake in the fireworks. So it's great if you're like at an elevated view across from the lake, but if you're right there, although I did walk over there for a little while and just check out what was going on. There were a lot of people hanging out. It was pretty fun. But Bill mentioned El Camion. Yeah, I go to that place, that Mexican restaurant, quite a bit. It was really just not a restaurant. It's just a truck. Although they did have a restaurant for a while in Ballard. But now they just have a bunch of food trucks around. I don't know how many there are, but I know I've been to one in, they got one in Ballard, they've got one over by University Village, kind of getting closer to Sandpoint. And then the one I'm sure Bill is talking about is the one by the Home Depot on Aurora, just north of the Evergreen Washelli Cemetery. But yeah, great food. The thing I really like there, I mean, obviously the tacos and the burritos, but the thing I've been getting a lot is, I think it's called something like Los Gallos Rojos. It's sort of like I don't know, it's got this, it's like a quesadilla, but with like a red sauce in there with chicken, pollo's chicken, and a lot of cheese on top, and it's really good. And they have a beef sort of version, I think it's called Barrios Tacos, and that's really good as well. And that one seems to come with this hearty sauce that you dip your food into. It's pretty good. And I always like to add a little bit of, they got this really great chipotle.
KG7ODB, Alpha Golf 7, Yankee Mike. All right, well, it sounds quite delicious. There's a Mexican food truck over in Factoria that I go to by the Kaiser there, and they have sopes. That's the thing I like. It's like this, like a thick bowl, like of taco shell, not taco shell, like burrito stuff. It's very soft but still firm, that they pile all the stuff on top of that, and then you eat it kind of like a little pie-like thing. That's my favorite thing lately, although normally I like to get a tamales. And it's funny you mentioned those burritas-like things. They have them there, but they're only on Tuesdays and Thursday and Friday, I think it was, like only 2 days a week, and so I'm not never there, but they look really interesting, so yes, I'm getting hungry too. I had a very light breakfast today. I was yakking with my daughter, so I didn't eat much, so I'll definitely have something after the net. And yeah, you know, Bill, I don't know, maybe I can suggest earplugs. That's how I deal with big noises. I wear earplugs. I just try to protect my hearing. Those explosions, you go see fireworks, I always wear earplugs. All right, Dean, great to hear from you. It was good to see you at the field day, even though we didn't talk too long, but it was good to see you there. Let me drop a moment. Next up is AB6MB. Jeff, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. It's Jeff, AB6MB, on San Francisco Bay, where it's sunny out and about 70-some-odd degrees. Nice day out there. Yeah, no sign of the squirrels yet. Put some nuts out for him earlier, went way down for a bit and came back, and I still see the nuts there, so maybe haven't shown up yet. Rocky and Princess and Skitterish seem to be the big three. Interesting nuts, yesterday I had a squirrel in a, I think it was Rocky in the tree next to my patio, and then another squirrel crossed the courtyard, and they were barking and growling type sounds at each other, kind of saying, hey, it's my territory. No, it's my territory. And that's the first time I've heard that happen. They were going back and forth, back and forth. So that was pretty interesting. Or either that, they were trying to celebrate the 4th of July by making their sounds. I don't know. Yeah, we had quite a bit of noise last night, but it wasn't bad. You know, it wasn't really bad. So, you know, I could hear it, you know, fairly late. And but, you know, it wasn't too bad. So that's about it for here. Hope everybody's having a great day, and go turn it back to Ned, AB6MB.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of just like Dean mentions here on the lake. People go crazy. Big explosions like dynamite. I think they're even bigger than M50s or M180s, those M80s. At any rate, they're very huge explosions. People usually buy these packs, you know, that launch them into the air, too, and wow, can it be noisy. Yeah, but like I said, last night it wasn't out there at all, so it wasn't too bad, and we don't have any dogs, so nobody was worried about that. Our cat used to hide during the fireworks. She didn't like them either, so no pets to worry about this year. And fighting squirrels, that sounds like a video game. How about that, right? We could make some kind of, you know, you put the acorn in the middle and they both, round one, fight. Anyway, Jeff, good to hear from you. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Next up is KK7NUW. Madeline, that was you with the coffee maker during field day, was that not? Over to you.
Yeah, that sure was, Kirk. I brought my espresso machine to field day. I had a lot of fun with that. And, yeah, ran the espresso machine off of my EcoFlow in a solar panel. So that was a lot of fun. I love field day. Yeah, you know, Dean's check-in did make me hungry. I love birria, and I just love all Mexican food, to be perfectly honest. I'm sure that there's some types of Mexican food that I wouldn't like, but, yeah, I love cumin as a seasoning, and like oregano, like cilantro, all those things that are like so common, onion and garlic and all that stuff that's common in Mexican food. I love all of those herbs. So like, anyway, that just sounds really amazing. And yeah, well, my sister and my brother-in-law are coming over for, I think we're gonna make some burgers on the fire outside. So that'll be fun this afternoon. And, yeah, we had quite a bit of fireworks in my neighborhood here in Seattle, kind of running all night and pretty loud. I just wore some earplugs, you know. I think the thing I just tell myself is, you know, kids could be you know, up to worse things. So, yeah, you know, it's not great, but I'm glad I didn't have to go to work today. I feel sorry, though, for the pets that are startled by it and people who are, you know, do have to go to work. I think this is just it's just part of city life, part of American life, maybe. Just kind of how it is. So, anyway. Yeah, well, I hope everybody has a lovely weekend and a beautiful weather today here as well. It sounds like in the Bay Area. Jeff, sounds like Jeff has pretty similar weather to what we've got. So that's kind of cool. All right, I'll not hog the repeater. Send it back to you, Kirk. KJ7NUW.
Well, it's a pretty amazing era we live in when you can have a portable coffee maker. Yes, I saw that battery. That's the one thing that would probably be the next frontier for me is to get an inverter, you know, a big old battery with an inverter kind of setup. We'll see. I'm slowly marching that way. I've got my lithium ferrophosphate 14-amp-hour battery, which I'm totally chuffed with. I wonder how many coffees you could make with that thing. I need to find the top amperage that battery can supply without getting too hot. I forgot to check that. I was only running 30 watts when I was using my portable station, and didn't even make a tick in it. It was completely chuffed, and so no problems there. And yes, like I say, those burritos, I've got to try that. They sound really yummy. And do enjoy the burgers. I had barbecue chicken yesterday, and you know the best thing for that is a meat thermometer. You have a meat thermometer on, you can get it exactly the way you want. Otherwise, sometimes I've undercooked chicken. That's the worse, overcooked it, but with the meat thermometer, you get it right to what you want. And yes, kids could be up to worse, I suppose. We used to love 4th of July when I was a kid. Oh my goodness, we were making trips out to the stands, right, because this is when you could just do them anywhere. And we would buy those snakes. I love those things. Worms. They were worms. You light them, they're little pill, and you light them, and they make these long things with ash, you know, ash worms all over. It was a total blast. And, of course, the caps, you know, you'd throw them on the ground, they'd make noise, or the little party popper-like things, you know, all that before the big event. Anyway, thanks for stopping by, and the espresso thing was quite a hit. All right, let me drop a moment. Next up is KX2CW. Joan, how are you?
Well, hello there, Kirk. And I'm looking at my level. Level looks all right to me. So now I can turn down the confidence monitor. There we go. And it's bright and sunny today. And the career report is mostly humans, although there's at least one family of crows. I have seen some gulls, they're around. I haven't seen any pigeons lately, although they're probably here somewhere, I hope. Well, there's a different kind of, what is that? It's flying weird. It could be a crow, but it looks too small. Maybe it's a fledgling. And Thursday, my friend and I saw a rat. Remember, folks, if you got rid of the crows and the seagulls and the pigeons, then the rats would take over. But anyway. And I've got a small 20-watt solar panel in the window that keeps a couple of 4-cell lithium ferrophosphate floated. So I have 2 7-amp, so 14-amp hours at 14.4 volts. They're both right exactly at 14.4 volts. I also have some 3-cell lithium polymer batteries, you know, the one in my KX2 plus a one that I found at a thrift store. It was for like an RC, a radio control, whatever, and a familiar 3 lithium polymer battery setup, which when it's fully charged, it actually is about 12.3 volts or something, but they're, I think, an anomaly, 11.7 volts. So anyway, it's slightly soft shadows, you know, everyone else is looking at this high, kind of hazy sky, and the aftermath. Oh, yes. Well, today is quite peaceful. I already made some chili. Actually, I've made all the components for the chili. And it was vegetarian chili right up into the point that I took some ground meat that I got from the Jewish Family Services food bank this past week. And just a quarter of a pound. I mean, it's a one-pound package, and so I cut it into nor cut into fourths, right. And I froze, cut into thirds. Two of the thirds are in, still in the freezer, and one third I cooked up with a bunch of other ingredients, including Cajun seasoning, and I added that. Well, that's in there. Some of it's partially made. I'm talking too long. I was doing all right. We have fireworks. A couple of people do giant fireworks displays here in Callison Park. I'm about half a block away from it. And it was pretty spectacular. I was doing all right until one of the persons switched to percussive rounds, like the they simulate artillery fire. And after about 20 seconds of that, I suddenly freaked out and I ran into the other room and hid, just like your cat. I couldn't help myself. Suddenly I had this weird clammy feeling came all over me, and I dived into the other room. And I fell asleep in there. So I was doing all right. Inside, by the way, I just have one window cracked, as usual, with the exhaust fan on low, the range hood exhaust fan. But I was doing all right until they had the simulated artillery fire. KX2CW, all the numbers, 33 Madeline, and KX2CW back to net.
KX2CW, Alpha Golf 7, Yankee Mike. Yeah, it's too bad they have to pull those up. I don't know what people see in those things, you know. It's just like mess up your ears, blow a few hands and arms off. It's like, there's just no reason for those. The ones that make all the light are the most fun. And the chili sounds super awesome. I always forget if chili is supposed to be with or without meat, right? That's like this big big debate in Texas. But either way, it sounds super delicious. And your battery setup sounds really awesome. I definitely want to get a solar panel of some sort. I was thinking I'd like to have a 100-watt panel so it could work in winter time reasonably well, topping off my battery, because we lose power here in winter time all the time, and so it would be super awesome to have that. So that's on my to-do list. We're getting close. I'm slow.